WEY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 83 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 63 tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 87 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The competition for money from USDA's effort to test climate-smart commodity projects is turning out to be quite stiff. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told the Senate Ag Committee yesterday that USDA has received about 450 proposals from all 50 states, totaling $18 billion. That's four times the estimate Vilsack gave in earlier hearing. USDA says the previous estimate was very rough. USDA does have $1 billion available for the program, and the application period for the smaller-scale projects is still open. The deadline for that round, which will fund projects up to $5 million, is June the 10th. A key focus on the Ag Committee hearing was the Biden administration's decision to side with a plaintiff in a case involving Roundup. During the hearing, Vilsack said he was never consulted by the Justice Department before the brief was filed. And after the hearing, he told reporters he didn't know if EPA was consulted either. He also emphasized he wasn't privy to the reasoning behind the filing brief. He said he's anxious to learn more about it. Well, the Ag Committee's next Farm Bill hearing will be June 17th at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. The first hearing was held last month at Michigan State University. They're on for the Senate Agriculture Committee. And heavy rainfall has helped ease the drought conditions a bit in the southern plains. A large portion of the nation's wheat crop is at risk. At Texas, the area of extreme and exceptional drought fell from 56% to 46% in this week's drought monitor. And in Oklahoma, the area of extreme to exceptional drought was cut in half to 18%, also improvement in Colorado and Kansas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Federal prosecutors say a 77-year-old Wichita woman has admitted to embezzling about $3.1 million from her employer. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas said in a news release on Thursday that Nancy Martin pleaded guilty to bank fraud and filing a false tax document. Martin was bookkeeper, business manager, and chief operating officer at Mid-Kansas Wound Specialist and Emergency Services. An audit found she fraudulently obtained about $3.1 million from her employer's bank and used the money for personal expenses, travel, and investments. Several public health advisories were issued for Kansas lakes due to the presence of blue-green algae on Thursday. The KDHE and Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has issued many warnings on May 26th. The active warnings are for the following water bodies: Big 11 Lake in Wyandotte County, Colwich City Lake in Sedgwick County, Gathering Pond in Geary County, and Jerry Ivy Pond in Saline County. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Accord has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Ag Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Ag Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Ag Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus taxes. Do not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory as of May 5th.
Riley County has moved into the substantial incidents category by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. According to the Riley County Health Department, a total of 43 new COVID-19 cases were recorded between May 14th and 20th, making the incidence rate per 100,000 people at 57.9. This puts Riley County in the substantial category, which is 50 to 99 cases per 100,000. An investigation into Pfizer's business and advertising practices involving its co-payment coupon program has prompted a settlement of over $85,000 to be paid to Kansas consumers. The allegations say Pfizer distributed coupons promising customers would pay no more than $15 or $20 for prescriptions without clearly or conspicuously disclosing the material terms and conditions as required by the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Those who qualify for the restriction payment will be contacted by Pfizer directly, with no action necessary on their part. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. About 400 workers at Planned Parenthood offices in five Midwestern states plan to unionize. The move comes as their employer deals with the potential loss of business in states where abortions may become illegal if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Ashley Schmidt is a training and development specialist for Nebraska and Western Iowa. She says workers at Planned Parenthood's North Central states in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota formally filed a union election with the National Labor Relations Board on Thursday. The workers plan to join SEIU Healthcare Minnesota and Iowa, an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union, which represents Planned Parenthood workers in other states. 20,172 passengers flew into or out of CNRA between January and April. That's a 24% increase from the same period last year, when only 16,233 passengers used the airport. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty at Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty at Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers with approved credit inspection. Please don't all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired lease. Inventory as of May 5th.
Big Blue River Days are coming to Marysville Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th. Kick off the fun with Friday Night Cruising at 5:30. Tune KNDY for the Cruising soundtrack. Before the Dawn performs live Friday at 6, with a third annual cornhole tournament beginning at 7:30. And then the Tribute Trio takes the stage at 9, featuring REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and the Steve Miller Experience. Saturday includes the 31st annual AutoFest car show. All entries welcome. The 15th annual Big Blue Barbecue, plus a kids zone, as well as Beer Olympics at 5:30. Saturday night free entertainment includes the Rewind Band at 6 and Fast Times Vigilante on stage at 9. Full details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com and on Facebook. Don't miss the annual Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, sponsored in part by Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Waterville Nickel Day celebration is this weekend and kicks off with a burger bash this evening. Steak burgers will serve 5 until 7 p.m. at the community center with a cruise to follow. Saturday's activities start early, says one of the organizers, Dr. Nicole Porter.
Saturday morning, we're starting out with the Lions Club is providing a pancake feed, and that will be starting at 7:30 and going to 10 o'clock. The car show, which sounds like it will be very well attended, is starting at 8. Registration starts at 8 on Kansas Avenue, and we'll be parking most of the cars along Kansas Avenue, starting kind of at the Weaver Opera House, which is where the registration will be along that street, and then all the way down to the park. Sounds like, again, it'll be well attended, so we're excited about that.
In addition, Saturday, activities will include kids' games beginning at 10 a.m., concessions with a beer garden. A parade is planned Saturday at 2:15. Hanover citywide garage sales continue this weekend. Maps are available at sale locations and local businesses. Memorial Day services Monday will include activities at Marysville, including a brief service at Spring Creek Bridge at 8 a.m., Memorial Mass at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at 9, and the annual services at Marysville City Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m., including performance by the Marshall County Community Band and Marshall County Arts Cooperative Men's Choir. Axtell Area Cemetery events Monday include St. Bridget's at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10. Beatty will host Memorial Day services at 9:45 at the Catholic Cemetery, then at 10 at Union Cemetery. 9 a.m. service planned Monday at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Blue Rapids has a 9 a.m. service at Fairmont, 9:30 at Prospect Hill, and 10 a.m. at Greenwood. Frankfort Memorial Day service at 10, followed by a prayer service at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Then at 11:15 at Antioch with a prayer service at Barrett. Summerfield Cemetery Memorial Day service at 9:30, Mission Creek at 10:30. Service at St. Joseph's Cemetery at Lillis begins at 10 a.m. Vermilion will conduct a Memorial Day service at 9 at Salem Lutheran near Axtell and 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery with the Memorial Day picnic to follow at the City Park. Waterville Riverside Cemetery will host Memorial Day service at 10:30 a.m. At Hanover, activities Monday begin at 8 a.m. at the River Bridge west of town, then Spence Cemetery, Hollenburg, State Line, Prawl, Trinity Lutheran, Hermansburg, St. John's Catholic, and Hanover City Cemetery. Other activities Monday are planned in Washington County at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at 8:10, St. John's Lutheran, Palmer, Pete's Creek, St. Paul's Lutheran, Emmanuel Lutheran at Lynn City Cemetery, Zion Lutheran, and the Greenleaf City Cemetery at 10:30. Memorial Day service Sunday in Barnes at the Maplewood Cemetery at 2, and also Sunday at the Steel City Cemetery at 2, and the Joy Creek Cemetery southwest of Hollenburg then at 3:15. River Valley Extension District will talk about the life cycle and best methods for control of bagworms. The meeting Tuesday evening, May 31st at 7 p.m. in the basement meeting room at the FNB Bank in Washington. RSVPs requested. Contact the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121 or Agent Kelsey Hattisall at khattisall@ksu.edu.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is your Candy Y weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout this weekend, we can expect to see an upper level ridge of high pressure staying in place across the region, giving us plenty of sunshine and dry conditions, and we'll see temperatures staying above average for this time of the year as well. We'll see high temperatures staying into the low 80s as we head throughout the day, with highs reaching up into the upper 80s and low 90s for both Saturday and Sunday at this time. And then looking ahead into the upcoming week, for Memorial Day on Monday, we'll see some sunshine continuing and highs staying into the low 90s. Winds will also be staying breezy out of the south. On Tuesday, we'll see a chance for some scattered showers and storms making their way across the area. High temperatures will be staying into the upper 80s. And then we'll see a cold front making its way across the region later on Tuesday night into Wednesday, cooling our temperatures back down into the 70s by the middle of the week. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature late May, 80, record high on this date, 99. The average low, 58, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:44, with sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Clever gardeners are finding all kinds of ways to recycle newspaper. All about putting old news to good use on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 27th, the 147th day of the year. Chef Jamie Oliver was born on this day, and the Golden Gate Bridge turns 85 years old. Opening ceremonies were on this day in 1937. Recycling that daily newspaper is a habit for most of us, but you can also put it to good use in the garden. Wrapping strips of wet newspaper around seedling stems will protect them from cutworms. Need to make a splint for broken stems? Again, wet newspaper strips do the job nicely. And newspaper can be used for weed control. Lay several layers around the plants and between the rows, water to keep it from blowing away, then cover with a thin layer of mulch. Just about all newspapers these days use soy-based ink, so there's little worry about harmful chemicals. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kickoff for the 2022-23 K-State football season is less than 100 days away. The Jayhawks start their season a day prior than K-State, and fans now know when and where they can watch each team's first three games. Big 12 partners ESPN and Fox release their early season selections on Thursday. K-State will open the season with three straight home games, 6 p.m. September 3rd versus South Dakota. That'll be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network, 11 a.m. September 10th versus Missouri on ESPN2, and 2 p.m. September 17th versus Tulane. That game will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network. The Jayhawks will open their season with a Friday night home opener, 7 o'clock September 2nd versus Tennessee Tech. That'll be broadcast on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network. Then they'll travel to West Virginia for a 5 p.m. game September 10th, followed by a trip to play Houston 3 p.m. September 17th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The new Big 12 Conference Commissioner will face two big tasks. Kansas State Athletic Director Gene Taylor says, but one should take priority. He says sitting down with television partners and negotiating a good deal for us, Taylor said during the Catbackers tour stop at Children's Mercy Park this week. The Big 12's television contract expires after the 24-25 season, and the conference will have a different look going forward. Oklahoma and Texas will depart for the SEC. By then, Houston, Brigham Young, Cincinnati, and Central Florida are expected to have have spent 2 years in the Big 12. At least that's the timetable for now. On the plus side of the revamped Big 12, more inventory and Brigham Young's national following. Also, with the Cougars in the Mountain Time Zone, the league could have four kickoff windows for games when BYU plays at home starting at 11 a.m. The league's current deal with ESPN and Fox, worth $2.6 billion over 13 years, began in 2012 and 13 in the wake of the first Big 12 realignment period. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
State track competition underway this weekend at Wichita. Marysville American Legion baseball team opens play Sunday, hosting Silver Lake in a doubleheader at Feldhausen Field, with games at 3 and 5 p.m. Tuesday, Post 163 will host Wymore at 8, then travel to Seneca Wednesday with games at 6 and 8. The Marysville Junior Legion team will host Wymore Tuesday evening at 5:30 to open the season.
C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know these boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support the local athletes. Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. Good luck, boys and girls, at the state track meet. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. There is a
difference. Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Protect your plants from damage when dragging hoses across the lawn or patio as you water various garden beds and containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase functional and decorative hose guides to prevent damage to plants growing along the edge or at the corner of gardens. Your investment will pay off by saving time while protecting plants each time you water. Make your own hose guides from colorful wine bottles inverted over a section of rebar anchored in the ground, or mount old decorative doorknobs onto a sturdy stake to sink into the ground. Convert an old curtain rod with a decorative finial, broken golf club, or leaky watering wand into a hose guide. These are all great ways to repurpose items and preserve a few memories in the garden. Or set a container at the corner of the bed. It's a great way to add color, vertical interest, and prevent damage. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at PlantSkydd.com.
Today, this sign on Santa Monica Pier attracts a steady stream of travelers who pose by it. Interestingly, it's a replica of a sign that disappeared well over a half century ago, but a sign that is the destination for motorists from the U.S. and around the globe. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Route 66 spans a distance of nearly 2,500 miles from Chicago to Santa Monica Pier in California. Dan Rice says the pier is really just the traditional ending of the Mother Road.
The official end at Lincoln Olympic is about 9 blocks away, but it has no sign there. It's never been celebrated. There's no marker at all. So more people have come here than have ever gone to the official end.
An old movie prop sign that read Route 66, end of the trail, made the pier the popular western end of the road. But Dan Rice says that sign vanished decades ago.
I had bought the rights to that old sign because it had disappeared back in the 50s. Many of the older folks who walked the pier in the mornings, when I opened, they would stop and introduce themselves. And they saw that I had bought the rights to the sign because I had put it on one of my t-shirts. And they said, oh, where'd you find the old sign? And I'd say, well, what do you know about the old sign?
Dan's kiosk on the pier, called 66 to Cali, became a hit with locals and those traveling the old route.
I was selling so many of the shirts. A guy here, the executive director of the pier, came to me and he said, hey, I'm seeing this shirt everywhere. What's the story on this sign? He didn't know because it'd been gone for 50 years. So I told him and he said, well, heck, if you own the rights to the sign and we own the pier, would you be interested in putting the sign back up? I said, I would love to put it back up.
So Dan had the sign recreated. On the 83rd birthday of Route 66, that sign was dedicated on Santa Monica Pier, just steps from Dan's kiosk.
If we can create an awareness about Route 66 on a pier that has 6 million people annually visit it, then people start talking about it in younger generations.
Dan is one of those younger generations and a man who has made the entire trip across the route 26 times. Why did he make most of those trips? The story next time as we travel the countryside in Santa Monica, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
Lilacs are hardy bushes, but they do have their enemies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bacterial blight and powdery mildew are two common diseases that you should learn to spot as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
bushes in my yard, and honestly, I don't pay much attention to them except to cut off the fragrant flowers and prune occasionally. Lilacs are extremely hardy but can be attacked by a few diseases. Jay Scheidt is an extension plant pathologist with Oregon State University. He says one of the most serious diseases is a bacterial blight.
You'll see the new shoots starting to grow, and in the springtime, they'll start to die back. They'll get a characteristic sort of dark, almost black coloration to them, and the tips will curl down. We call that symptom a shepherd's crook because it looks like the top of a shepherd's cane has that hook to it.
Bacterial blight attacks newly planted lilacs, and you'll have trouble establishing any bushes that are affected by it. There are bactericides and biologicals that take care of blight as long as you catch it early. Powdery mildew is common on lilacs, especially when the weather is cool and rainy. The leaves appear as if somebody dumped baby powder on them. In terms of managing it, good air circulation will help a lot.
As you're pruning out those flowers to put in your bouquet, you might prune a little lower and make things so that that bush has a lot more airflow through there. That will help dry it out and won't have quite as bad a powdery mildew problem. It tends to like the shade a lot, so if you're planting your lilacs in a really shady situation, that might also encourage it, so we talk about planting them in more fuller sunlight.
It'll also help to space and prune lilacs so they're not rubbing against each other. Don't fertilize late in the growing season, and don't over-fertilize young plants because high nitrogen favors disease development. Learn more about caring for lilacs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track.
One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Althea knows this country's freedom was earned by those willing to lay down their lives, and asks everyone to remember the brave men and women in the armed forces this Memorial Day by sending a card or care package to our military. From the patriotic staff of Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
The growth in non-traditional sources for farm lending. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Farmers are increasingly turning to non-traditional sources for financing. That's according to a report from ag economists at several land-grant universities. One of them is Jenny Ift from Kansas State University.
We came up with an estimate that non-traditional finance could have a market share as high as 25%. We looked at the secondary market for farm real estate loans, and non-traditional lenders have recently grown to a third of the volume of that. We also have learned that commercial banks report a lot of competition with non-traditional finance as well as others. And then there's our management data that shows that non-traditional finance has a large market share.
Ift says the non-traditional route could be attractive for some borrowing classes.
Beginning farmers who have less collateral, that's an important group to serve. And non-traditional lenders are probably filling part of that space. So if you think, well, they're riskier, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Another point to make is that some of these non-traditional lenders bring more credit to the table, and they have the capacity to serve more. And generally, that can really have a lot of benefits to expanding credit options.
There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com for more information. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
New Faces Old Lot, located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, heck, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at CrownOverAutoSales.com.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, do you ever wonder if your deworming program is working like it's supposed to be? Performing routine diagnostic tests can help you find that out. Is Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim, shares his advice on diagnostic testing on how to set your deworming program up for success.
Really, it comes down to managing what you measure. That's an adage that's often repeated.
we can make similar parallels to what we do with nutrition and testing forage for our cattle. Ultimately, you want to see how well the products that you're using are working in your herd at your location. So the opportunity is to do a very basic, inexpensive evaluation or analysis of manure samples and see what the population of parasites is and ultimately how the cattle are responding to treatment as it relates to what happens in subsequent samples that are collected.
He goes on to say that there are two different diagnostic tests that are available for the deworming.
You can initially start out with basic surveillance, how wormy are the cattle. You can follow up with how well do the cattle respond to treatment, and that's done by following behind the same number of cattle. You would sample those cattle at the time of treatment and then sample those cattle 10 to 14 days later, and you want to look at the reduction, and you expect a 90% reduction, a minimum, over that baseline collection, and that is called the fecal lead count reduction test, and that is really the gold standard of evaluating the efficacy of a deworming strategy. Further, once those organisms are recovered, those eggs can actually be hatched out in a laboratory setting, and then a trained professional can determine what species of parasite are present.
That again was Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services. It's at Boehringer Ingelheim. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and your Beef Month message is brought to you by the Mid-America Egg Network and Tyson Food Company, your protein leader from farm to table in helping people everywhere eat well. Visit them online at TysonFoods.com.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Well, it was primary election day in parts of the country yesterday. The top Republican in the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, beat back a challenge from the right in Arkansas. Bozeman had well over 50% of the threshold last night. He needed to avoid a runoff. Bozeman, favored to win in November, would be in line to be chair of the Ag Committee if Republicans win control of the Senate. In Georgia, former Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker won the GOP nomination to face Senate Ag Committee member Raphael Warnock in November. Walker's GOP challenger included Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf and a couple of deputies responsible for food safety face grilling from lawmakers today over the ongoing infant formula shortage. They'll be followed as the House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing by executives of formula manufacturers. Joining Califf will be Frank Yannis, the Deputy Commissioner for Food Policy and Response, and Susan Main, Director of FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. The House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee also has a hearing on the crisis today. Well, more than half of Ukraine's 14.7 million households produce dairy, beef, pork, fruit, and vegetables and take what they don't consume to local markets. And that's a factor that makes the country far less susceptible to food shortages even during a war. That according to the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. The report said Russian invasion of Ukraine has become the ultimate test of resilience from Ukrainian agriculture. Rural families, they say, have long viewed their vegetable gardens and agricultural animals as a safety net meant to provide families with stable food or income in case of extraordinary events like major economic crisis, temporary unemployment, epidemics, or even a war. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available.
and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Plants have a certain soil pH level that they grow best in. Learn how to tell if the pH is too high in your field and what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Soil pH for growing field crops ranges between 6.2 and 6.8. If you get much above 7.3, the soil pH is considered high. This causes a reduction in nutrient availability and makes plants more sensitive to certain herbicides. Either the chemicals work too well or not at all. Robert Haft is an emeritus professor of soil fertility at the University of Illinois. He says particularly in soybeans, the two nutrients that are affected the most by high pH are iron and manganese.
Both of them have very similar symptoms. They both have what we call interveinal chlorosis. The veins stay green, and between the veins, they get chlorotic or yellowed. With iron, the chlorotic area oftentimes will go to a white, and the leaves will just look like they're bleaching out. On manganese, instead of getting white, they tend to get a rusty appearance.
He says if you're east of the Mississippi River, you're likely to have a manganese deficiency. West of the river, it's usually iron that's lacking. It isn't practical to correct a high pH problem in the soil itself, so foliar sprays are needed.
If it's manganese deficiency, you can spray them, they'll green up. If it's iron deficiency, it's more difficult to correct the problem with a foliar spray. With iron, you're better off selecting the varieties that are more resistant to the problem.
Haft says don't spray the entire field, just spray the affected areas. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about dealing with high pH levels in your soil at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Friday today for the final day of trading before the Memorial weekend. The markets closed on Monday for the holiday. Back at it on Tuesday as we get closer to the wrap-up today on a Friday for the end of the week. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Mostly higher in the grain markets for corn, wheat, and soybeans. Livestock's been kind of a roller coaster back and forth throughout the day. They're still lingering a little bit lower right now. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, though, they have slowly moved themselves up higher, with July corn sitting up 14 cents right now at 779 even a bushel. September corn's also up 11 and a quarter at 745 and a quarter. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's up 10 and a half cents right now at 1239, with the September up by 11 and a half at 1245 and a half. Soybean market, they've slowed down some of their gains, but still positive right now. As July beans are up 7 and a quarter at 1733 and a quarter. August soybeans are up by 2 and three quarters at 1662
and a quarter right now. Meal market, July soybean meals up $4.60 at $4.32.80, with the August up $4.40 at $4.27.10. And the bean oil a little bit lower here as July soybean oil is down $1.16 at $79.36. Cotton market right now is lower as well, with July cotton sitting down $1.54 at $139.07. Overall, real quick in the livestock markets, again, mostly lower numbers here, with June live cattle down 27 cents at 132.12. Feeder cattle for August down 75 cents at 165.92. Lean hogs have some green in some of the later futures, but early futures right now mostly down, with June lean hogs down 80 cents at 110.30 overall. U.S. dollar index today is kind of mixed on the board, but really slow moving. Not a whole lot of gains. June index is slightly in the green, not even up a penny, though, right now, sitting at 101.86. September index is down almost a penny at 101.66 overall. 30-year bonds for June up slightly at 141.28, and the 10-year notes sitting at 120.15.
There's a lot to say about the deliciousness of steaks, burgers, and kebabs, and the wonders of a summer cookout. But we figure, why go through all the trouble when beef can speak for itself?
May is Beef Month, and this Beef Month message is brought to you by the Mid-America Ag Network and the Kansas Beef Council. For mouthwatering recipes and news from on the farm, visit them online at kansasbeef.org.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As the weather warms up, snakes turn up with more frequency on farms and ranches, sometimes becoming a nuisance. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why it's important to identify snakes properly before attempting to do anything about them. A majority of the snakes that are found in Kansas are non-venomous, according to Ricketts.
We have around 40 species of snakes in Kansas. Four or five of them are venomous. And so the vast majority of snakes that folks see on a regular basis are non-venomous species. Most of them are beneficial. They eat rodents. They eat other snakes, including venomous species. They eat insects. And so there's lots of things that they do for us that actually benefit us rather than being a problem.
Ricketts reviews physical characteristics that can help people tell the difference between venomous and non-venomous snakes.
When we're thinking about identifying snakes, the venomous species will have a much more triangular head. They've got big venom sacs that are sort of located behind their jaws, and so that gives that rounded arrowhead appearance. Some of the non-venomous species will flatten their head out to make it look more triangular and try to mimic a venomous snake. And the thing that really stands out to me is just how short and stocky they are, or how stocky they are relative to their length. They also, if you get close enough, there's some other things that you can see. Our venomous snakes are pit vipers, and so in addition to the nasal opening, they'll have a pit on the front of their head, and then the pupils are another thing that you can look at. So the non-venomous species have a round pupil, whereas the venomous species have an elliptical, or that cat-like sort of vertical pupil.
He also discusses different methods for removing a nuisance snake from the farmstead when necessary.
There are snake tongs and different ways that we can get a hold of them, maybe even a big stick or a hoe if you're wanting to move that snake. A way to get get something under it, move it without actually having to get a hold of it can be important. The other thing is, you know, giving them their space. If you see a snake, you don't know if it's venomous or not, just give it some space and it'll probably move on. And then reducing habitat in the yard or around the farmstead is also important. So the more rock piles, piles of lumber, wood piles, and those sorts of things we have, the more snakes we're probably going to see.
That was K-State Wildlife Specialist Drew Ricketts with things to know when encountering snakes in outdoor settings. For those who would like more information on how to accurately identify snakes, go to www.wildlife.ksu.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Legends of Country Music from KNDY Marysville AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.